Matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and bring him into the conversation while he's here. As part of the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times. Good morning, Dr. Tharp.
Hey, good morning.
Steve, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Boy, it's a beautiful day outside, isn't it?
Oh, it is. The weather is nice, and that reminds us that, during the time that the weather's nice, we need to be very careful and keep our distance.
And it certainly is okay to go outside and do some yard work, right?
Yes, it is. What we want everyone to remember is that wearing a mask outside is a good idea. If you're going to see anyone else or talk to anyone else, that's very helpful. We want people to remember to keep their social distance. It's awfully easy to fall into conversation and sit down with somebody or whatever, and we just want to be as careful as we can.
So you issued a press release yesterday with the health department. I thought it really put it in layman's terms for a lot of us. You mentioned yesterday, which was Palm Sunday 2 days ago, we had four people in Clinton County with COVID-19. It doesn't sound like a lot, but in 4 days we've gone from one to four. That makes our doubling time about 2 days. You went on to say if the calculation is correct, we're on the same curve as Italy and New York City. That means two more days we'll have 8 cases, 2 days after that 16 cases, and so on. So despite what we've heard from officials in New York and stuff as recent as this morning, that there might be just a bit of light at the end of the tunnel, this is no time to let up, right?
That is absolutely true. And let me say, first of all, that what we have this morning officially is 5 cases. And that's important because it means that what we are doing is working, that we are we're following the rules, and we're getting results from that, and it's wonderful that's happening. But it's still going to keep going up. We are still going to have more cases, and some of those cases will likely be severe. So we want to be as careful as we can. That's the good news for. Today is that we are not advancing as quickly as I thought we might. As I predicted for you. And
it's good to be wrong, isn't it?
In this case, it is fabulous to be wrong.
Right. Steve, what is the average when people of the cases that you have had so far? What is the average length of people who to recover?
Well, that's a good question. It varies quite a bit. It depends on your level of immunity and a lot of different things, and probably depends a great deal on how large an exposure you had, how many virus particles you came into contact with. What we're seeing is that the illness is running about 2 to 2.5 weeks on average. Obviously some people are not as severely affected, and so they feel better, but they still may be infective. So we need to consider that. The more severe cases that I have discussed with some of my colleagues are in the hospital for 3 or 4 weeks often, and perhaps even longer. So it can be prolonged.
What would be the if you've been in the hospital for this, what is about the tipping point of getting better? About 10 days or maybe 2 weeks or what?
Well, again, we're talking about more severe cases if they're bad enough to be in the hospital. Uh-huh. And for that reason, it varies quite a bit. But I would say, that there are people who are getting out in 10 days, so that's You know, that's probably about the minimum I've heard, and probably one should figure at least 2 weeks if you need to be in the hospital.
Dr. Thorpe, are you still expecting, as you said in the press release yesterday, potentially 80 cases in Clinton County by this Sunday?
Well, you know, the fact that we haven't gone that much higher in the last 2 days makes me think that we're not going to see that peak nearly as early, and hopefully it means that it's not going to be as high. I'd have to say that we're looking better, but the problem is that we have a lag time from the time that people get tested until we get the results, and in some cases we've seen that it's been as much as 10 days or more before we see it. So there are probably cases that we don't know about. And we'll need to be monitoring it for a while before we know for sure. But we can always hope.
You know, we see a lot of things on Facebook, some true, some not. But, we, you know, if we go out to get some groceries or some necessary items, sometimes you see people, you know, pawing through lipstick or touching things that they don't need to touch. It's a good rule of thumb, and I know some people subscribe to the theory that if you're there for groceries, it's okay to go ahead and maybe grab a magazine anyway or a DVD or something. But it's really the best just to get what you need and get out of there.
That is what the governor is urging, I'm not going to try to tell people what's urgent for them to have and what's not. I mean, that's something that they have to decide. But when you are shopping, it's best to if you have a way to just put things in your own bag. And not take additional bags out, something that you know you've had and has been cleaned, not touch things any more than necessary. There's been a lot of discussion about you know, what you should do with foods and things like that. I think that it does make some sense to wash fruits and vegetables when you get home, and put them away. I think that if you put things like cans that have a long shelf life or boxed foods in the closet or pantry for a couple of days, that greatly lessens the likelihood that they're going to have anything on them. So kind of rotating your stock, if you will, you know, putting the new things away for a couple of days can be very helpful. Otherwise, you know, common sense. Mm-hmm. And although, you know, we do have some concerns that you could come in contact with the virus by touching objects that, like doorknobs and things that people handle frequently, we still think that the more important mode of transfer is by droplet contamination or what we call aerosol, and that's just a fancy word for smaller droplets that are in the air, and because they're so small, they can last a little bit longer. So, you know, the idea of having a mask when you're out shopping is a really good idea.
Dr. Thorpe, I believe we have a caller with a question. Caller, do you have a question for the doctor?
Yes, I do. Hi, guys.
Hi.
My question is,
good morning.
Flip-flops and false statements make your job harder?
What was the question again, Kim? Sorry. One more time. Speak up just a hair.
Okay. Does Trump's flip-flop or misstatement, does that make his job harder?
Trump on a national level, doctor? Trump making some comments?
Yeah, I couldn't quite understand that completely. Can you repeat it for us?
She wanted to know if Trump's flip-flops, yeah, she said, makes your job harder.
Well, I think that we want to have a consistent message. I understand that our president has a lot of different concerns that he's trying to balance as we go forward. I think that sometimes he says things that he is hoping will be true, but might not have reached the level of truth quite yet. So I think that things do change. It doesn't make the job harder, but I do think that you have to recognize that there are many different places in this country where this virus is present. Places like New York City are, you know, devastated. I mean, they're absolutely brought to a standstill. Here in the Midwest, we're not nearly as affected yet. The timetable is slower, but it still has a chance of reaching the same epic proportions as we have had in other places. What we have in our favor is that here in Clinton County, we're a rural community, and because of that, people tend to have more distance around them, and it's harder for the virus to spread. This is a plus for us, and we're happy that we are not progressing any faster than we are, but we're mindful that if we don't understand what we need to do, that we could get into significant trouble, and that's what we're desperately trying to stop. So the president, he's provided some things for us, like equipment and opening the strategic national stockpile, so that initially we had more things to help us. We're all going to have to tighten up because there just aren't as many resources as we would all like to have.
Steve, I saw something last night when I was out. There's one of those favorite tabloids we have at the checkout thing. They were saying that there's home remedies for the coronavirus. Are you aware of any, and if so, what would they be?
I'm sorry, home what?
Home remedies for the coronavirus.
Well, no, I'm not familiar with any home remedies, in general, you know, the things that we are doing right now to treat the virus are mostly treating the symptoms, and so home remedies that help to treat the symptoms would help. There has been some concerns that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines may not be as good as using Tylenol, so we've recommended the use of Tylenol for fever rather than some of the other things. Other than that, the home remedies, there's not much out there. There are some trials being done with some of the medicines that you may have heard about in the news, and really those are small groups that they're trying to see if it's going to help. There is some hope for that. We've seen some positive results, but right now there's no true treatment that we have that makes a big difference demonstrated yet.
Okay.
Dr. Tharp, we appreciate your time this morning. A reminder, again, going back to your press release yesterday, the only tool we have is our behavior, right?
That is correct. And I had another release that's just about ready to come out. And once again, we're going to remind people it's a three-prong attack that we need to have. You need to stay home. You need to keep your distance and wash your hands. Those are the keys that are going to get us through this, and hopefully with not as many people needing very serious treatment. So Thank you very much. I appreciate your giving me an opportunity to talk about this, and this is a wonderful time for us to be getting together with the radio, so that we don't have to be out at home, out in the streets to get that information. Thank you,
Dr. Tharp. Thanks for your time this morning.
All right.
Have a good day, sir.
Yeah.
Thanks.